Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The DH, Rick Reichardt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor bunts towards third. Bevacqua fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. McRae reaches second base with a double. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCray tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek bunts towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas bunts towards first. Williams fields the ball and throws to McNally covering. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Patek moves to third. Rojas moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. McCray reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. Rojas scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Royals. Eddie Watt now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Royals. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Babakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Bevacqua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Bevacqua moves to third. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Royals. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 8-3, Royals. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Mayberry moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to third. Piniello moves to second. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing right field. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Baylor reaches third base with a triple. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 9-4, Royals. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.